At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The U.S. House yesterday approved more than $36 billion for disaster recovery efforts. The governor urged the 36 House members from Texas to vote against that bill. Greg Abbott criticized it because the package didn't include nearly $19 billion in aid he and most of the state's congressional delegation wanted for Hurricane Harvey relief. Six Republicans ultimately voted no, including Joe Barton of Ennis, Louie Gohmert of Tyler, Jeb Hensarling of Dallas, and Kenny Marchant of Coppell. The House, or rather the Austin American Statesman, reports House leaders have promised a spending bill for Texas within 30 days. Harvey rebuilding efforts could affect the state's next two-year budget, but the governor has been reluctant to tap into the rainy day fund. The local economy could get an economic boost from Amazon this holiday. It has nothing to do with the company's proposed second headquarters. Instead, the online retail giant's ramping up hiring for seasonal workers at its 75 fulfillment centers. Four of those centers are in Fort Worth, Hazlett, Coppell, and Dallas. Amazon will hire 10,000 people in Texas and 120,000 overall across the country. There's a hiring event tomorrow in Fort Worth. Interested candidates can also apply at amazon.com/peakjobs. The Dallas Cultural Affairs Commission yesterday unanimously adopted recommendations on what to do with the city's Confederate statues and symbols. The recommendations come from a task force appointed by the mayor. The group spent the last month in a series of public meetings on the issue. Frances Cudjoe Waters chairs the task force. She talked to Rick Holter for our Friday conversation.
Let's start with the part of this that got national attention. The Robert E. Lee statue from Oak Lawn is in storage now. You also recommended that the Confederate monument be removed from Pioneer Cemetery outside the convention center. But you want them preserved in a museum. If people see these as symbols of racial hatred, why not just destroy them all?
The monuments have become proxy for so many other feelings and emotions on both sides. And I wanted us to have a conversation about three things. What is the role of art? What is the role of art and historic monument in the public square in particular? Mm-hmm. And then finally, what are our values as a city for Dallas? Who do we want to be? We felt that destruction was not necessarily answer, but we were hoping for a greater conversation in Dallas. So we wanted them placed someplace where there could be some kind of context mm-hmm. and educational discussion. So there was a really good article a couple of years ago in the Dallas Morning News where the writer argued that a Hitler statue in the public square is doing something very different than, say, a Hitler statue in a Holocaust museum.
One of the visceral reactions people had when the Lee sculpture was taken down was the cost. That was estimated, I think, about $400,000. Mm-hmm. The cost of renaming a street. How did your task force take on this cost issue?
Well, there were actually, we found through the research, 21 streets in the city of Dallas that had names that were linked to the Confederacy. We decided that we would recommend that just three of those names, which we thought were the most egregious and most easily recognizable and connected to the Confederacy, be changed. The cost for each of the three streets was actually less than $1,600 each. So first of all, it was very low. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I think that we choose what we think is worth changing. Dallas changes street names for other reasons. Riverfront was just changed,
right?
So,
right.
I mean, so it's funny. It sort of depends on what your ideology is. So what happens is when you have this ideology of wanting to preserve the Confederacy, all of a sudden it's all about cost. But there were no protests over Riverfront being changed.
Right.
No one said, oh my goodness, the poor business owner's going to have to change their name. Oh my gosh. We become really concerned about cost when we care about the politics of it.
The folks from the public who spoke at the task force meetings were overwhelmingly opposed to removing these monuments, 70%, in fact, from the stats that the task force published. The mayor and city council members got huge floods of mail, email, and calls along the same line. Why did the task force go in the other direction?
There were a number of people who felt very strongly in the other direction about what they wanted for Dallas, but they just didn't show up to yell. Mm-hmm. And scream. Sometimes, especially in certain communities, there might be a tendency to be frustrated and to talk amongst yourselves, but not necessarily to be as vocal publicly.
Right.
And I know the conversations that many have had, but they aren't always represented as fully as they could be.
It's interesting the approach that the task force takes on Fair Park, because it's very different than the monuments. There are a number of references and artworks and things in Fair Park that point to the Confederacy. Why treat that so differently?
Fair Park has national historic monument status. That's something that does not exist for the other two. And it represented the history of Texas in some important ways. I think that for a number of reasons, it was decided that what needed to happen there was not so much to remove all of that, but to add context to what's happening. Mm-hmm. So during the centennial, we also had this amazing Hall of Negro Life that was there. It got destroyed the next year.
36 was the expo that was there, destroyed the
it
next year.
It had national acclaim. You can look in historical files. But this is the idea. There was a Hall of Negro Life that had great acclaim. It was destroyed. Not surprisingly, during that time frame. Right. So those who keep talking about not wanting to erase history, it's amazing because, well, you don't mind erasing certain parts of history. What we want is the full history told.
Do you feel like the city has truly faced its racial past?
I think the answer's got to be no, because we don't even know it. The bombings in certain black neighborhoods that most people don't even know exist. So I think the first step to facing our history is to know it. Let's talk about what happened and think about how we move forward. I think there's a willingness to have the conversation. I'm hoping that we figure out a way to have constructive solutions made now so that my children don't have to deal with this in 15 or 20 years and my grandchildren are not having the same fears and concerns.
Frances Cudjoe Waters, chair of the Dallas Task Force on Confederate Monuments, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
The head of the Texas Civil War Museum and White Settlement will talk about why Confederate monuments should stay next week in our Friday conversation. And finally, the annual Red River Showdown between the University of Oklahoma and the University of Texas kicks off tomorrow at the Cotton Bowl. That usually means larger than average crowds at the State Fair and the area around Fair Park. Gates to the Cotton Bowl will open tomorrow at noon. Expect DART trains and buses to become more crowded before the game begins at 2:30.